WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy says his state's senior U.S. senator should resign. Bob Menendez was indicted today.
The charges against Senator Robert Menendez allege he used his foreign affairs influence to aid the government of Egypt, and that he tried to thwart the prosecution of a friend in exchange for cash and gold bars. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Menendez will step down from his chairmanship temporarily until the matter is resolved, while White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is treading lightly.
I'm going to be really careful here. This is not comment, because this is an active matter.
Senator Menendez says he will prove his innocence while calling the charges baseless allegations. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
President Biden said today he'll walk the picket line with striking auto workers in Detroit on Tuesday. The United Auto Workers Union had threatened to expand the strike if progress wasn't being made toward a new contract, and made good on that threat today.
Workers at the Mopar Parts Distribution Warehouse here in Centerline, Michigan, were among the 38 General Motors and Stellantis facilities to walk off the job at noon Friday. Among the striking workers was Raymond Crawford.
Nobody wants to do this. I understand nobody wants to do this, but we have to do this because this is our livelihood. This is our future. This is our kids' future.
Paying a visit to the striking workers here was UAW President Sean Fain, who placed blame for the expansion of the walkout squarely on the automakers.
They've had 8 weeks to get a contract, and they chose for 7 weeks to screw around and do nothing.
John Hewitt for CBS News, Centerline, Michigan.
A hurricane watch is now up in eastern North Carolina as Tropical Storm Ophelia begins to drench the region, and Virginia's governor has declared a state of emergency. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson at the map.
In terms of coastal impacts, yes, you've got the giant waves, 5 to 10 feet. That is one concern, but the larger concern is the wind direction here. All of this water is now being pushed inland into places like the Albemarle Sound, like the Pamlico Sound and River, and that area is going to be seeing potentially 3 to 5 feet of storm surge.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he thinks Republicans will come together to pass a budget.
I believe we have a majority here, and we can work together to solve this. This is the same place you were all asking me during the debt ceiling. So you know what? It might take us a little longer, but this is important.
McCarthy says he doesn't want to have to work with Democrats to avoid a government shutdown, which could happen in about a week. At the close, the Dow was down 107 points. That's 1.9% for the week. The S&P 500 was down 10, 2.9% lower for the week. And the NASDAQ was down 12, down 3.6% for the week. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm getting back.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
According to a WCMY report, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has secured significant funding for farmers and rural communities in Wisconsin. Senator Baldwin announced that she secured over $28 million from USDA rural development programs after supporting the legislation that makes the programs possible. 11 cities, tribes, companies, and individuals will receive the benefits of the funding, which looks to improve public health and safety, expand access to clean water, and grow the state's economy. According to WIZM, a state representative sick with COVID-19 last week prevented state Republicans from overriding a number of vetoes by Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. Democratic Assemblyman Stephen Doyle reportedly received a call to the House at almost midnight last week after Republican legislators realized two other Democrats had returned home to Milwaukee. Representative Doyle told Lacrosse Talk PM on Tuesday that there was a visible and audible groan as Republicans called roll and realized he was there, and they did not have the votes needed to override the vetoes. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Tap.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky, a few showers and storms around, and a low in the mid-60s. More clouds for the weekend, the wind picking up, scattered showers and storms. Upper 70s for the high Saturday, around 70 Sunday. At times, we'll see wind gusts above 30 miles an hour. It's 71 right now.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
All my favorite songs are slow and sad.
All my favorite songs are sad.
All my favorite people make me mad.
So mad, so mad.
Everything that feels so good is bad, bad, bad. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. I don't know what's wrong with me. I need a friend when I take a walk. I like spacing out when somebody talks. I wanna be rich, but I feel guilty. I fall in love with everyone who hates me. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. All my favorite people make me mad. So
thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says Senator Bob Menendez should resign after his indictment today on federal bribery charges. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
The Democrats cannot afford to lose that seat under any circumstances. If they even hope to achieve a 50-50 Senate, they need that seat. And that would take a good deal of luck.
Tropical storm Ophelia will drench the mid-Atlantic, says CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
All in all, this storm comes on shore early Saturday morning, but the impacts felt all throughout Saturday and into Sunday. The potential for as much as 6 inches of rain in North Carolina.
As they said they do, the United Auto Workers expanded their strike today. CBS's Nancy Cordes says President Biden is making it clear whose side he's on.
He'll visit the UAW picket line in Detroit on Tuesday, one day before former President Trump is scheduled to speak to auto workers himself.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. As temperatures begin to drop, the Eau Claire City County Health Department is reminding Wisconsin residents that lower temperatures can drive bats and other animals to seek indoor shelter, increasing the chance of coming into contact with an animal infected with rabies. If you do find an animal taking shelter in your home, take proper precautions to get rid of it and call the local health department to determine if you, your family, your pets, or the animal should be tested for rabies. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justices Jeanine Geske and Lewis Butler shared an analysis piece in the Wisconsin State Journal this week, slamming the idea of the state legislature impeaching newly elected Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. In the article, they outlined that Justice Protasiewicz has not been accused of a crime, and the campaign statements she made were before she took office, and impeaching her on those grounds does not line up with the state constitution. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky, a few showers and storms around, and a low in the mid-60s. More clouds for the weekend, the wind picking up, scattered showers and storms. Upper 70s for the high Saturday, around 70 Sunday. At times, we'll see wind gusts above 30 miles an hour. It's 71 right now.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.